This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. China is accusing the United States of whipping up panic over the fast-spreading coronavirus with travel restrictions and evacuations. The death toll in China rose to 361 on Monday. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports the pandemic is having an impact on China's benchmark stock index.
China's stock market suffered its worst drop in nearly 5 years on Monday as the virus hit mainland reopened its exchanges for the first time since the Lunar New Year holiday. Fears over the new coronavirus saw investors selling the yuan and dumping commodities, with around $400 billion wiped from the Shanghai Composite Index. The benchmark closed nearly 8% lower, the biggest one-day drop since 2015. The ticker around the Shanghai Stock Exchange, which would have shown a plunge, was shut off on Monday. Investors are bracing for volatility as the spread of the new coronavirus weighs on the world's growth outlook.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Over 17,000 people have been sickened by the coronavirus. Closing arguments took place in the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump today. Tomorrow, President Trump will address a joint session of Congress to deliver his State of the Union address. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has more.
It is an unprecedented situation, a State of the Union address from an impeached president running for re-election. The White House says in the speech, with the theme of the Great American Comeback, U.S. President Donald Trump will encourage Congress to work with him. Trump, however, late Sunday, seemed to dampen such expectations, telling an interviewer he is not sure the Democrats can cooperate as they want to win this year's presidential election, and it doesn't matter how. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
From Washington, this is VOA News. In U.S. campaign news in the state of Iowa, hundreds of thousands of people are casting first votes in the contest to challenge President Trump in the fall election. AP's Julie Walker has that story.
All weekend, Democratic presidential candidates like Elizabeth Warren.
Hello, Indianola!
And the others locked in a four-way battle with her. Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Pete Buttigieg hustled across the state trying to fire up voters. Iowan Chris Brown is still undecided.
Tom Steyer and Biden. That's who I'm between right now.
But Marvin Campbell and Anthony Vizzoli say their minds are made up.
I'm going to repeat Bernie.
I think Mayor Pete would be a good candidate.
Unlike other Democratic primaries, the Iowa caucuses are essentially small local meetings where neighbors stand up to show their support for a candidate and get others to join them. I'm Julie Walker.
A recording appears to show that Iran knew a Ukrainian jetliner was hit by a missile immediately after takeoff. AP's Charles Deledesma.
A leaked recording of an exchange between an Iranian air traffic controller and Iranian pilot purports to show that authorities immediately knew a missile had downed the jetliner after takeoff from Tehran on January 8, killing all 176 people aboard, despite days of denials by Iran. Ukraine's president has acknowledged the recording's authenticity in a report aired by a television channel on Sunday night, while in Tehran, the head of the probe team has agreed the audio is legitimate, saying it was handed over to Ukrainian officials. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Britain's justice minister says the government will introduce emergency legislation to prevent convicted terrorists from automatically being released from prison. This comes a day after police shot dead a man they say stabbed two people in South London. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for that attack. The latest attempt at an HIV vaccine has failed. Researchers say they've stopped giving the experimental shots in a major study. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
The study had enrolled more than 5,400 people since 2016 in South Africa, a country with one of the world's highest HIV rates. Last month, monitors checked how the study was going, and according to the U.S. National Institutes of Health, 129 HIV infections had occurred among the vaccine recipients, compared with 123 among those given a dummy shot. Two other large studies in several countries are underway, testing a different approach to a possible HIV vaccine. Shelley Adler, Washington.
And Iran's media says its president, Hassan Rouhani, is ready to cooperate with the European Union to resolve issues related to the 2015 multilateral nuclear deal. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.